must remember, do not forget.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
However you remember, you'll need photo ID to vote in the elections in England on the 7th of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID today. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
Let me ask you something. When was the last time you actually felt appreciated? Not liked, not tolerated, but generally seen and appreciated, because a lot of people today feel invisible at work, in friendships, even in their own families. We're more connected than ever, but somehow we feel more disconnected than ever. So what's actually going on? And how, more importantly, how can we fix this? Now today, I'm joined by Julie Teilman. She is the co-founder of Group Together. It's a platform used by over 13,000 companies across the US, the UK, Canada, and Australia, helping people celebrate and recognize each other without the chaos that usually comes with it. But more importantly, Julie has a front row seat to something that most people aren't paying attention to: how small moments of recognition, or the lack of them, are shaping how people feel at work and in their life. Julie, welcome to this show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Stacey, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you know what? I'm so excited about talking about this. I just want to go like right into it. So my question to you is, why do so many people feel disconnected right now, even though we're more connected than ever?
I think one of the main reasons is that people are talking more to their screens than they are to each other. Mm-hmm. And so that they're lacking that human warmth that comes from the social interaction of actually turning to someone and talking to them, rather than just looking at your phone. There's so many times where I see people go out, even for a meal together at lunch at work, mm-hmm. and they're all on their phones. Right. And they tell me they're communicating with each other, but it's not the same as actually looking someone in the eye and talking to them.
Right. Now, what changed? You know, why does it feel worse now than it ever did before?
I think a lot of it, well, obviously, is the technology. The phone is ubiquitous. Everybody has one in their hand or their pocket at the very least. Yes. And if they don't have both their laptop and phone, you know, they're just always on that way. Oh. And so I also believe that you had the double whammy of COVID, even though we're out of it by a fair few years now, that just when everybody was remote and home and working through Zoom, and you could turn off your cameras and you didn't have to talk. And it's all compounded together to make people, I think, a little less sure of themselves and in speaking to another, because it's, you know, it's a habit. It's something that you need to practice.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's what I see. People want to show up for others, but they don't. They don't send the message. They don't organize the gift. They don't follow through. You know, why is that?
For some people, it's a little too difficult. And especially in the workplace, people don't want to look silly or be embarrassed. And so sometimes they're not willing to put up their hand. Right. And so with Group Together, we try and make it very, very easy to celebrate occasions or just because, right? So if you just want to send, you can see someone's having a hard day, you can just start a card, send it around the office and give it to them. And everybody can write a message and like something heartfelt to make that person feel better. But to do that is, to a lot of people, to not have a platform to do that with, just to stand up, you know, it's one of those things where you say, oh my God, I feel naked standing in front of a whole room of people and they're just a bit embarrassed. So this is an easier way of doing that.
I love that. Now, is it that people don't care or that life just got too complicated?
I would like to believe it's the latter. I think that life does get complicated and there are more stresses and more burdens. People have families. There's the commute to work. There's, you know, all of those stresses in life, and that maybe the niceties have taken a back seat to that. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be mindful of it. And at Group Together, we try, there's several different features that we're looking at right now to make it easier to remind people that events are coming up so that you know that, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday in the office, yeah, or it's their work anniversary. So it makes it that like, oh, yes, yeah, I mustn't forget that.
I love that. Now, what happens to people when they don't feel recognized, like at work or in friendships or in everyday life?
Well, at Group Together, what we find is that people tend to withdraw and that they become more insular and they reach out a lot less. Sometimes we get thank you notes that float across our desk that we get a chance to read. Mm-hmm. And recently we had one where a woman went on maternity leave and she was thanking her coworkers. And she said she burst into tears when she read the messages because she hadn't realized how important a role she had played at work, that she hadn't felt seen in that. Through their messages on the card, they said she finally realized that they recognized her and she was very excited to return to work after her maternity leave.
I love that. Now, does this affect performance, happiness, or, you know, even how long people stay in jobs?
Well, we are not experts on that, but I would say from my own experience that that would definitely be true, is that if you're not happy at work, that you're going to be looking for something else that gives you some sort of reward. But I think that what we're trying to do is that we're trying to help people find more meaning and that connection that you were talking about earlier, that so people feel like they belong and that they're appreciated, which is really important at work.
Definitely. Now, like, let's make this practical. So what are the small little things people can do that actually make a big difference?
I would say I've actually been seeing a lot of this as well come up, is that rather than just, you know, throw off the how are you doing, is to try and have some sort of trigger where you remember, you know, something that happened in the last week and bring that into the conversation so people feel like, oh, they are paying attention to me. Yeah. We have something at Group Together called the Magic Message Writer, mm-hmm, and we provide prompts so that when people are writing messages, that you can either use our prompts to create a message and then edit it yourself, or you can start a message and we'll try and help, you know, just polish it a little bit.
I love that. Now, what's one thing someone listening can do today to make someone feel appreciated?
You know, it's not much, really. Like a message on a card is, mm-hmm, a fantastic thing if you don't feel like you can go up to that person and say something.
Right.
Or if you see them sitting alone at lunch, to go over and sit with them, right? And make, yeah, them feel part of the community.
I love that. Now let's talk about work. So because a lot of people don't leave jobs, they leave how they feel at those jobs. You know, what role does, you know, recognition play in retention and culture, do you think?
So for us, recognition is a huge part of Group Together. Mm-hmm. That idea that not only, as we talked about earlier, that your colleagues recognize what you do and recognize your worth, but also that your company, that you're working for, that they also recognize. And what we're finding at Group Together is that we're seeing more and more employers, rather than just having the one-off thank you for a great year and sending out, yeah, a message with an e-gift card, that they'll do things during the year, which is more of an employee recognition of the month, right? Or the person that brought the most happiness. So we're seeing a lot more companies starting to send those sorts of recognition. And I think that you find, again, from the thank you notes that we get to read that float through our inboxes, that employees love that.
I love that. Now, what are companies getting wrong right now? Because, you know, a lot of companies don't get it sometimes.
And again, not my huge area of expertise, but from what we've seen at Group Together is that a lot more employers are now looking at employee happiness, that's a real focus for them, and that it's become its own separate area,
yeah,
from human resources, and now they have employee engagement. Mm-hmm. And so they realize that their employees are not feeling seen or heard, and that they are also starting channels in Slack for appreciation, or this is the birthday channel, things like that, where you can send a birthday message. And, you know, specifically with Group Together, we're also seeing that companies are coming in and having an entire list of employee birthdays, and we'll send reminders to them to say, hey, by the way, this birthday's coming up. Yeah. And they can send out a card and have the team sign it. So a lot more of that engagement is starting to happen now.
I love that. Now, you built a business around making something simple. So why is simplicity so powerful right now?
I think it's so powerful because people are overwhelmed with all of the other things that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
If you think of all of the different technologies that have come up that are constantly demanding your attention, yeah. That you are very scattered. So at Group Together, we had a singular focus to make everything as easy as possible, and that you should be able to not only set up a card or a birthday collection or a retirement collection under 2 minutes.
Right.
And that we make it easy for the people that are then going to chip in or just sign a card as easy as possible, helping them, as we spoke about before, with the magic message writer, so that they can also write something very meaningful. And then we give them the tools to add photos or GIFs to the card as well. You know, something that means something between them and the recipient.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for the recipient, we have this beautiful experience that you get with a click, which is a digital unwrapping of the gift and an envelope, the envelope opening and the card coming out. And you get to read everything online. So I think making it easy for everyone just takes that load off just a little bit.
I love that. Now, if someone's listening and feels disconnected, or they feel like people around them are disconnected, what's the first thing to change in that?
I would say reaching out, right? That feeling of human connection. Yeah. and knowing that someone cares. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that is difficult to do face to face. I know that with my own family, that let's just say members of the younger generation aren't as, you know, and partly it's because they miss so much during COVID,
yeah.
right? That human interaction. And so they're not as at ease mm-hmm. as, say, I am
right.
with, you know, talking a lot. So sometimes it's easier to put it in writing,
yeah.
You know, put it on a card, or even there's, I believe there's an Instagram meme where there's a gentleman who gives out notes to people in parks,
yeah.
right? Which is just a one little liner saying, you know, you matter, or, yeah. you know, keep going, that sort of thing. And, you know, so something very simple like that can make a difference to someone.
Love that. Now, you know, what I've seen, you know, is that a lot of people do things like you when, you know, something has motivated them, or something has brought, you know, something special into their life. Is there like a special story you can share of why you kind of went into this business and why it means so much to you?
Sure. I mean, kind of our origin story. And when I say our, I mean my co-founder, Ali Linz, and I. When we started, we both had twins, and we were going to, at our peak, 48 birthday parties a year. Mm-hmm. And every time it was the same problem. You'd buy a gift and the child would unwrap it, and they'd say either, I have it, I hate it, or I don't want it, in front of everyone. And so we had been chatting about it and said, oh, there has to be a better way. And we couldn't find one, so we built it. But at the same time, we wanted it to be gracious, mm-hmm. right? We didn't want it to feel like, oh, here's just, you know, here's a gift, here's a card, you know, it's all digital.
Yeah.
So we specifically made it so that the invitation was very gracious. Mm-hmm. We made it so the group card, you could write messages and add photos. And that when you were given the gift, that there was an experience behind it,
yeah.
right? It wasn't just a link. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it means so much to us, because we really wanted it to seem like, you know what, this is less wasteful,
yeah.
right? This is less stress, but it's more meaningful.
Yeah.
And that really came true when it came time at COVID, mm-hmm. Where the parents that were using us for birthday parties started using us in for their office celebrations, right? Because they were remote and they couldn't connect anymore. And that was a real sort of aha moment for us. And, you know, took meaning into the working place.
Now, can you tell us a little about your services and where you can find them?
Sure. So we are online at grouptogether.com. So very easy to find. You just click the Get Started button. And we offer a whole range of services. So we have, you can both set up just a card. You can buy in bulk a pack of cards if that's easier. Yeah. And then you can also add a gift to that card or collect for a gift. So let's just say parents use us, as I said, for birthday presents, but also end of teacher gifts. Yeah. And in the office, you can either collect from your colleagues for a gift, or sometimes the company pays for the birthday retirement gift.
Yeah.
And then our newest service is actually a rewards and incentives gifts program where the employee, as we talked about earlier, wants to say thank you to their employees, and they can give out gifts from the company to their employees. So we have all those services available, and you can also find us on Group Together in Instagram and on TikTok.
I love that. Now, before we end this episode, can you give two or three takeaways that you want people to really remember from this? Because, you know, you had made a lot of good points about a lot of things when it comes to connection, disconnect, and gratitude, and being, you know, showing, you know, appreciation towards others. Is there like two or three takeaways you'd like people to walk away and remember from our conversation?
Yes, I think number one is that, you know, we've discussed it a lot in this meeting, is that the random acts of kindness, right? If you see someone, you know, say they look great or mention something about them, it doesn't take anything to do that. You can be that person and realize that, you know what, that really made their day. Yeah. And if you're not that person to do it, you know, face to face, then maybe do it through a note, or do it through a card, or say, hey, you know what, I think Mary's not looking great. Can everybody just sign this card quickly? And, you know, and then you can give it to her digitally and make her day, right? So that's one thing that I think people can do. And also to notice occasions, right? So, you know, if you know when their birthday is, or when their work anniversary is, or, you know, that there's some important milestone for them, you know, it doesn't take much to remember that.
Yeah.
And it will really reward them and make their day. And then finally, I would just say, take care in what you say, right? You know, take those couple of seconds to think about what you want to say, and whether it was a compliment you were going to give, or maybe you were just irritated in the moment, just take a moment, and you'll find that'll make a huge difference.
I love that. And I want the listeners also to remember, you know, what, you know, I love about this conversation is that it reminds us that connection isn't complicated, that we've just made it complicated, and that sometimes the smaller actions create the biggest impact. And I think people need to remember that, you know, and, you know, because sometimes you just show a little gratitude, a little love, a little, you know, you share a little bit with somebody, and it can make such a big difference in somebody's life. You know, we talked right before the show, we mentioned, you know, like complimenting someone maybe on
yes.
blast their wear, and, you know, little things can, you know, be so, you know, impactful in a person's life. And even sharing a card, or sharing some words on paper, or, you know, sharing your picture and then having a special meaning underneath, you know, these little things can really change how a person feels about themselves, and it can bring a lot of joy and happiness into somebody's life. And then people could also have a whirlwind of appreciation and gratitude, especially in the workplace, you know, because we also mentioned, you know, when we were talking earlier that, you know, sometimes people, you know, they look for new jobs because they're just not happy in the workplace. But if we started to share, you know, appreciation, like I know we have one of the people that has a podcast series on our show, she has a law firm. And what they do is they consistently share digital cards out. And, you know, they just write a little something to all their clients. And you know what, when I get that in the mail, in the digital email, Evite, you know, it's just so nice because she took the time to just write a little message, you know. And, you know, just like you mentioned, and those things are so special because it's like, wow, someone remembered me. Someone wrote something really nice, and
yeah.
you feel appreciated. And-
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's really nice when people do things like that. So I think what you're doing is great. I really appreciate that you're doing that. And, you know, things like this can carry over to the next generation too. And I hope they do. And I thank you for creating, you know, this with your founder and two of you together doing this, because I think it really helps people. I think it brings, you know, a special meaning to people's lives, you know, that people don't even realize, you know, but those little things do matter. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the
show. Thank you. Thank you. Can I share like one last quick story with you? Just so people know it really does make a difference. My favorite story from Group Together, which still I get choked up thinking about, is that some people don't like the idea of giving an e-gift card as a gift, right? Mm-hmm. And especially an e-gift card, let's say from a supermarket, because they think, oh, they're just going to go buy groceries, right? Mm-hmm. There was a story, and this teacher who was given this gift actually wrote the thank you note to Group Together. So we did get it that way. And she thanked us for the platform because the parents in her class gave her a gift. So they all chipped in a little bit. It wasn't much, right? And wrote beautiful notes from the children. But she used that money at the equivalent, this was in Australia, but at the equivalent of an HEB. Mm-hmm. And she said for the first time in her adult life, and she was well into her 30s, mm-hmm. she was able to host her family for Christmas dinner. And she said it just meant the world to her. And so, you know, whether it's done through us or whether people do it in a different way, just know that those little bits, they make such a difference.
Such a difference. And I thank you for doing things like that, because I think it matters so much. And before we go, once again, can you just remind people your URL for your website? And then we'll also put them in the description notes as well, so people will have them.
Yes, we're www.grouptogether.com.
Love it. Thank you so, so much, Julie.
Well, Stacey, thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Me too. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.